In an animated cartoon, giraffes graze at night on an African savanna. A wind stirs up leaves and a giraffe starts walking. Leaves swirl near elephants that move as a herd. Monkeys leap from tree to tree.
Night.
Birds fly over migrating animals.
And the spirit of life calling.
Oh, oh, Eo.
Manila.
Oh, oh, Eo.
A mandrel stands on a rocky promontory.
Wait.
A golden sun rises.
There's no mountain too great. Hear the words and have faith. Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
have faith.
Migrating animals walk toward Pride Rock, a mountain with a promontory, where Rafiki the mandrel lifts his hands.
He lives in you.
Mufasa the lion appears in the sky.
He lives in me.
He
watches over everything we see.
Animals, including elephants, rhinos, hippos, ostriches, antelope, and gazelles, gather on the plain. Giraffes, okapis, and zebras bow down. The hornbill zazu flies over Pride Rock. On the promontory, Rafiki hugs Simba, a regal lion, and Nala, a stately lioness. The blue-faced mandrel takes a lion cub out of Nala's mouth. Rafiki holds up the cub, and the animals on the plain lift their heads and call out. In the sunlit clouds, Mufasa smiles down on the cub, who grins. Simba looks up proudly, and a breeze stirs his thick mane.
He lives in you.
Windblown leaves swirl around Simba, Nala, and the cub.
He lives in me. He lives in me.
The swirling leaves blow by Rafiki, then stream down onto the plain, whirling over the animals. Oryxes and zebra bow down, while an okapi and an antelope rear up in a watering hole. Elephants rise up, then stomp the ground, stirring up a flock of white birds. They fly over Pride Rock. Rafiki puts a ceremonial red mark on the cub's forehead. Nala and Simba nuzzle their faces against the little lion. Timon, a meerkat, sits on a warthog's head.
Ah, Pumba, look at that little guy. A chip off the old block. And you gotta know who's gonna raise him.
His parents?
Okay, sure, get technical. But who's gonna teach him the really important stuff? Like how to belch. And dig for grubs.
He hops down.
I'm telling you, buddy, it's gonna be like old times. You, me, and the little guy.
It is a girl.
Girl!
Girl!
Oy.
Timon and Pumbaa faint. A title appears, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. At Pride Rock, the cub runs out of her den, stops at the edge of a cliff, and looks down at a vast plain, sparsely dotted with trees. She starts downhill.
Whoa.
Simba picks her up in his mouth.
Where do you think you're going in such a hurry?
Daddy! Let go!
Now, I just want you to be careful.
She lunges at a butterfly, and he steps on her tail.
Kiara, are you listening? Accidents can happen. You could easily get hurt or
stepped on, or even get lost.
And remember, I want you to stay in sight of Pride Rock at all times.
At all times, I know. And if I see any strangers, don't talk to them. Come straight home. Okay, okay, can I go now, please?
Very funny.
Mind your father, Kiara.
Yes, Mom.
And stay away from the Outlands.
Nothing there but a bunch of backstabbing, murderous outsiders.
Zazu's right. You can't turn your back on them.
Really? How come?
Never mind. Just run along now.
But, Dad, I...
You'll understand someday. Go on.
Dad.
She rubs up against him, and he pets her. As she hops off, he stares after her.
and stay on the path I've marked for you.
Oh, Simba, who does she remind you of,
Huh? What? Who?
She's just like you were when you were young.
Exactly. Do you realize the dangers we put ourselves in?
You mean the dangers you put us in?
She pushes him down, then stands on his chest and nuzzles her face against his.
She'll be fine.
Nala pads back to the den, and Simba glances over at the meerkat standing on the warthog's head.
Hey, Timon, Pumbaa, come here.
Good morning, Mon Capitan.
I want you to keep a close watch on Kiara. You know she's bound to run off.
Don't worry, Simba. We're on her like stink on a warthog.
Hey!
It's a hard truth, Pumbaa. Live with it.
Guys, I'm counting on you. Danger could be lurking behind every rock.
Aha!
On the plane, Kiara chases a butterfly. She jumps and misses.
Hey, wait! Come back! I just want to play!
Kiara sinks down in the long grass and stalks the butterfly sunning on a rock.
Mighty hunter has cornered her prey.
She pounces, and the butterfly soars away. Kiara sees a desert beyond a river.
Whoa. Cool. The Outlands. I wonder what's out there.
As she sits on a rock, something moves in the long grass behind her. Turning around, Kiara sees Timon and Pumbaa. Kiara falls off the rock into water.
Oh, don't worry, Kiara! Uncle Pumbaa's coming!
He jumps in.
Oh, no! Oh, let's see. Geez, Simba, the good news is we found your daughter. The bad news is we dropped a warthog on her. Is there a problem with that?
Kiara? Kiara?
Pumbaa, let me define babysitting!
Pumbaa gets up, and Kiara pops her head out of the water. She frowns at the warthog.
Sorry. Now, Princess Kiara, as Simba's daughter, you know better than to go off all alone. You could have been hurt.
Hurt? Oh, Simba would kill us. You didn't slip a disc, did you? Catch a fever? Get a hangnail?
Timon.
I had one once.
Very painful.
Timon shaves her with a piece of grass.
Darling, with your complexion, you should stay out of the sun.
She swats the grass away.
What? Do you want a wrinkle?
Will somebody please just listen to me?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Did you say something, princess?
I'm not just a princess, you know. That's only half of who I am.
Oh, who's the other half?
Well, while you're figuring it out, let's eat!
Pumbaa lifts a log with his horn, and Timon finds bugs.
Grubs! The other white meat.
And so high in protein.
Ew! Gross!
No? How about you, big boy?
Pumbaa smells them.
Ah! Love grubs.
Not like love.
Timon flicks him one, and Pumbaa spits it out.
Oh, you always do that. You take a bite out of every one and then put it back. It drives me crazy.
But you can't tell from the outside which are the real slimy ones.
Slimy? Pumbaa, my corpulent compadre. It's the crunchy ones that make the meal.
Timon tries one.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Slimy.
Crunchy.
Less filling.
Tastes good.
Less filling.
Tastes good.
Less filling.
Tastes good.
Less filling.
Kiara sneaks off and trots down a trail toward a river. She hops onto a fallen tree spanning the riverbanks. As she reaches the far side of the river, she falls off the tree and tumbles into a lion cub with dark brown fur. The cub snarls at her. Kiara cowers.
Who are you, Pridelander?
She backs away from the green-eyed cub, then hops around, keeping her brown eyes fixed on him.
What are you doing? My father says to never turn your back on an outsider. You always do what Daddy says. No, bet you do. Bet you're Daddy's little girl. An outsider doesn't need anybody. I take care of myself. Really?
They cross a river.
Cool.
They're standing on a crocodile. It opens its mouth. They jump onto a rock. The crocodile lunges, just missing the boy cub.
This way!
They hop from rock to rock, traversing the river. They catch their breath by a dead tree.
That was a close one.
Yeah.
The surface under their feet shakes. They're standing on crocodiles. Kiara jumps onto the tree, and the boy cub hops away. Jumps from crocodile to crocodile, barely clearing a set of snapping jaws and landing on a tail that flips him into the water. He surfaces and sees big jaws moving toward him. On the tree, Kiara sees more crocodiles.
Look out!
She jumps onto a swimming crocodile, closing its mouth.
Move it!
She springs onto a dead tree with the boy cub, then hops up a branch. As she reaches the end, a crocodile bites the branch and shakes it. Kiara leaps onto land, panting with the boy cub. They look down into a canyon at crocodiles teeming in the water. Kiara smiles.
I did it!
They pad away into a clearing.
Oh, man! Did you see the size of those teeth? They were going rah, rah, rah.
A lioness spies on them.
He just totally ate me up right there. I jumped on his head. My pups are so good. We make such a good team. And you are really brave.
Yeah, you are pretty brave too. My name's Kovu.
I'm Kiara.
The spying lioness clenches her teeth.
Tag, you're it!
Kovu sits as Kiara hops around.
Tag, you're it! You're it!
Hello? You run, I tag. Get it?
What's the matter? Don't you know how to play?
Oh.
She lowers her head in a playful bow, and he copies her. Simba steps over, and the lioness confronts him. Crouching low, they bare their teeth.
Zira.
Simba?
Zira looks nervously at lionesses gathered behind Simba, with Timon and Pumbaa.
Nala.
Zira.
Timon. Pumbaa. Great, now that we all know each other.
Get out of our pride lands!
Your pride lands. These lands belong to Scar.
I banished you from the pride lands. Now you and your young cub, get out.
Kovu and Kiara gape.
Oh, haven't you met my son, Kovu? He was hand-chosen by Scar to follow in his paw prints and become king.
Kovu shakes with fear as he looks up at Simba.
That's not a king. That's a fuzzy maraca.
Kovu was the last born before you exiled us to the Outlands, where we have little food, less water.
You know the penalty for returning to the Pride Land.
But the child does not. However, if you need your pound of flesh, here.
She nudges Kovu in front of Simba. As the little cub quakes, Zira grins spitefully.
Take him and get out. We're finished here.
He picks up Kiara with his mouth.
Oh, no, Simba. We have barely begun.
With a scared look on her face, Kiara watches Zira slink away. The lioness picks up Kovu in her mouth.
I...
The cubs look at each other.
I...
Zira carries Kovu away. Pumbaa and Timon lead the lions back to Pride Rock. Nala looks back at Simba, who carries Kiara by the nape of her neck.
Simba?
Closing her eyes, Nala turns and walks away. Simba sets Kiara down. On all fours, she grins up at her dad. Simba frowns.
Kiara, what did you think you were doing? You could have been killed today.
But, Daddy, I didn't mean to disobey.
I'm telling you this because I love you. I don't want to lose you.
I know.
If something happened to you, I don't know what I'd do.
He rubs against her.
One day I won't be here, and I need you to carry on in my place. You are part of the great circle of
life, I know.
Exactly, and you need to be careful. As future queen...
What if I don't want to be queen? It's no fun.
That's like saying you don't want to be a lion. It's in your blood, as I am. We are part of each other.
He nudges her off a rock.
Oof!
Raising an eyebrow, he tips his head and grins at her. Kiara returns his smile, then walks under his chin, nuzzling against him. As they watch a baby bird leave a nest, Simba sings.
As you go through life, you'll see there is so much that we don't understand.
The mama bird drives the baby back to the nest.
And the only thing we know is things don't always go the way we planned. But you'll see every day that we'll never turn away. When it seems all your dreams come undone, we will stand by your side, filled with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are, we are one.
Members of a monkey family groom each other, and a baby hippo plays with adults. Kiara sings.
If there's so much I must be, can I still just be me? The way I am. Can I trust in my own heart, or am I just one part of some big plan?
Even those who are gone are with us as we go on. Your journey has only begun. Tears of pain, tears of joy, one thing nothing can destroy is our pride deep inside. We are one.
Simba and Kiara gallop across the plain, passing zebras, giraffes, gazelles, elephants, and ostriches.
That you need, you will find when you see we are one.
Pinkish purple clouds color the sky as Kiara looks up at Pride Rock and narrows her troubled eyes. Simba notices his daughter's concerned face.
As long as you live here, it's who you are.
He gives her a hug, then licks her.
You'll understand someday.
Simba hops away, and Kiara sits alone. She sees the baby bird flying around Pride Rock, swooping up and down. As the little blue bird flutters its wings and hovers close to Kiara, her face brightens. Grinning, she watches the bird flit away. Climbing and dipping, it soars over the grassland. Under an orange-pink sky, Kiara watches the sunset. In the outlands, animal bones stick out of the desert sand. One lion paws the ground, while two others play tug-of-war with a stick. A lean lion with a pointy black chin beard and a black mane, like a mohawk, roams uphill.
Kovu, Kovu, Kovu. Scar wasn't even his father. He just took him in.
He approaches a cub.
Oh, hey, Batani. Where's little termite Kovu?
The chosen one.
The cub tugs on a branch that the lion snaps, sending her tumbling.
Nuka, where's Kovu? Did you leave him out there on his own again?
Hey, it's every lion for himself out here. That little termite's gotta learn to be on his own.
Mother's gonna be mad. She told you to watch him.
Oh, who cares? I should have been the chosen one. I'm the oldest, I'm the strongest, I'm the smartest. Oh, these termites!
He scratches and chews himself.
I could be a leader if she'd just give me a chance.
Yeah, right. Why don't you tell that to her?
Yeah? Don't think I won't!
Oh, yeah? Here's your chance.
What? Oh, Mother! Mother, hi! Mother, I caught some field mice for your dinner. I left them by the,
Ignoring him, Zira carries Kovu over to Vitani.
Hey, Kovu. What a fighter!
You were supposed to be watching him!
It's not his fault. I went off on my own.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
Who has made us outsiders?
Simba.
Who killed Scar?
Simba!
What have I told you about them?
I'm sorry, Mother. She didn't seem so bad. I thought we could be...
Friends? You thought you'd get to the daughter, and Simba would welcome you with open arms? What an idea! What an idea! You brilliant child. I'm so proud of you. You have the same conniving mind that made Scar so powerful. Yuck.
She glares at Nuka. Picking up Kovu in her mouth, Zira pads away. Nuka hangs his head.
Chosen one.
Zira carries Kovu into a shadowy cave. Her yellow eyes gleam as she drops her cub in a stubby tree trunk, shaped like a small throne.
I now see the path to our glorious return to power.
But I don't want...
Hush! Hush, my little one. You must be exhausted. Sleep, my little Kovu. Let your dreams take wing. One day when you're big and strong, you will be a king.
Good night.
Good night, my little prince. Tomorrow your training intensifies. I've been exiled, persecuted, left alone with no defense. When I think of what that brute did, I get a little tense. But I dream a dream so pretty that I don't feel so depressed. 'Cause it soothes my inner kitty and it helps me get some rest. The sound of Simba's dying gasp. His daughter is squealing in my grasp. His lioness's mournful cry. That's my lullaby. Now the past I've tried forgetting, and my foes I could forgive. Trouble is, I know it's petty, but I hate to let them live.
So you found yourself somebody who'll chase Simba up a tree.
Oh, the battle may be bloody, but that kind of works for me. The melody of angry growls, a counterpoint of painful howls. A symphony of death. Oh my, that's my lullaby. Scar is gone, but Zira's still around to love this little lad till he learns to be a killer with a lust for being bad.
Nuka and Vitani watch Kovu sleep.
Sleep, you little termite. I mean, precious little thing.
One day when you're big and strong,
you will be a king.
Zira slams down a paw.
The pounding of the drums of war. The thrill of Kovu's mighty roar.
The joy of vengeance.
Testify.
I can hear the cheering.
Kovu, what a guy.
Payback time is nearing, and then our flag will fly. Against a blood-red sky. That's my lullaby.
She stands on a spired rock formation that towers above the desert like a castle. At night, in a broad-trunked baobab tree, Rafiki the mandrill mixes a blue pigment and puts a mark near a picture of two lion cubs.
Oh, Mufasa, every day Kiara grows more beautiful into a queen that will someday make us all very proud. But this cub, Kovu, grows stronger, and Zira fills his heart with hate. I'm very worried, Mufasa. Things are not going well, no?
A wind blows.
You have a plan?
A fruit blows down and splits open.
What?
Eyeing the picture of the lion cubs, Rafiki puts the fruit back together.
Kovu? Kiara? Together? This is the plan? Are you crazy? This will never work! Oh, Mufasa, you've been up there too long. Your head is in the clouds.
The wind gusts.
Okay. I don't think this is going to work, but I trust you. I just hope you know what you are doing.
Rafiki gazes up at the night sky as leaves swirl in the wind. In her den, Zira cracks a smile.
You are ready.
Bigger now, Kovu has a dark mane.
Nice. Very nice. You have the same blackness in your soul that Scar had. What is your destiny?
I will avenge Scar. Take his place in the Pride Lands.
Yes. What have I taught you?
Simba is the enemy.
And what must you do?
I must kill him.
Lionesses, gathered in a ring around Kovu, roar. At Pride Rock, Nala walks between rows of lionesses and joins Simba, who somberly watches the procession. As big as her mom now, Kiara processes past Rafiki and the pride.
Kiara.
Timon hugs Pumba.
Oh.
You can do it.
It's your day.
Good luck.
Oh, your first time. My, how you've grown.
Kiara rubs up against her mom, and they share a smile.
You'll do just fine. Daddy, you have to promise to let me do this on my own. Promise?
He looks at Nala, and she raises her brow.
All right. I promise.
Flashing a big smile, Kiara rubs up against her dad. Timon and Pumbaa start to cry. Kiara trots onto a plateau overlooking the grasslands. She looks back at her parents, and Simba nods. Kiara takes off down the mountain. As Simba stares after her, Timon and Pumbaa trot up beside him.
Make sure she doesn't get hurt.
They tiptoe for a few steps, then zoom away. On the savanna, Kiara prowls toward grazing antelope. The herd takes off. Kiara chases them. On rocky terrain, flames shoot out of craters in the ground. With Nuka, Vitani carries sticks in her mouth.
This place is even creepier since the hyenas ran off. I'm not scared, okay?
He jumps in fear.
I just don't know why we have to be here, that's all. If Kovu is so special, why does he need us? I never even had a chance!
She sets sticks on a crater, flames shoot up, and they catch fire.
That's it! Oh, come on! Kiara has started her hunt. We have to move quickly.
She walks off with her flaming stick, and the crater erupts, singeing Nuka.
Oh, fire!
On the savanna, a tasseled tail sticks up out of the long grass, then Timon's head. Startled by the tail, he runs away, then realizes it's Pumbaa behind him. They take off together, hidden by the long grass that sways as they zigzag. They pop up and hide behind a tree, then race over to another tree and look around. They switch spots and look again, then race into a clearing. Pumbaa hides behind a rock, and Timon takes cover in a log.
Tango Charlie Alpha, what's your position?
Upright, head turned slightly to the left, tail erect.
Why do I bother?
He holds his hands like binoculars.
Aha!
He sees Kiara on a rocky outcropping. She kicks a loose stone, then freezes. Antelope perk up, look back, then take off. Kiara pounces and chases after the herd. The stampeding antelope run straight at Timon and Pumbaa, who duck down.
This must be where the deer and the antelope play.
They see Kiara.
Timon, what are you doing here?
Shopping. We thought a nice pelt for the den, some throw pillows, a little potpourri.
My father sent you. After he promised to let me do this on my own, he lied.
No, he just doesn't want you to get hurt.
I should have known he'd never give me a real chance.
I'll do this on my own, away from the Pride Lands.
She runs off.
Hey, wait! Come back!
Come back here! Kiara, come back!
Oh, she's gone again! Somebody's got to get a beeper for this kid!
Kiara gallops up a trail and catches her breath. On a rocky hillside, Vatani and Nuka hold the flaming sticks in their mouths as they watch Kiara run through the grassland.
Let's fight fire!
They ignite the grass, and Nuka traps himself in a ring of flames.
Roasty taste princess! Roasty taste princess!
Hey, is it hot in here, or is that just me?
He jumps away.
Fire!
He looks back at a blazing fire.
Come on!
Vatani yanks him away. Elsewhere on the savannah, Kiara sneaks through long grass toward grazing antelope. They suddenly take off. Kiara charges after the herd. Stopping, she sees fire on the horizon. The antelope run toward her. Kiara turns and runs away as flames burn up the grassland. On a rocky outcropping, Zira and Kovu watch the wildfire.
The plan is in motion. Go!
At Pride Rock with Zazu, Simba paces away from black smoke on the horizon.
Don't worry, Simba. She'll be fine. What could happen?
Simba sees the smoke.
No. No! Kiara! Zazu, fly ahead! Find her!
Close to the fire, zebras dart away, and Kiara outruns a wall of flames. She stops on a hillside, trapped by a blazing fire below. As the flames close in behind her, she runs right into a cloud of thick smoke. Kiara sees a rocky bluff towering above the flames and makes a run for it. Leaping toward the bluff, Kiara grabs the edge with her claws. Rocks break off, and she dangles from the edge of the cliff. As she starts to slip, she hurls herself into the air, lands on top of the bluff, and collapses. She lies on the ground with her eyes closed as a lion pads over. Opening her eyes, Kiara looks up at Kovu's shadowy face, framed by a thick, dark mane. Kiara passes out. With his front paw, Kovu tips her face toward him. His green eyes narrow, and he glances around. Grabbing her neck with his teeth, he drapes her over his back, then carries her away from the raging fire. Under a red sky, he bounds across an arid landscape where trees burn. A tree falls, blocking his path. He jumps off a cliff, and Kiara falls off his back. They tumble down a rocky slope and land in a river. Unconscious, Kiara sinks. Kovu dives underwater, then surfaces, clenching the nape of Kiara's neck in his teeth as he tows her to shore. Zazu flies overhead and his orange bill drops open.
I must tell Simba!
The bird flies away and Kovu drags Kiara onto land. With her eyes closed, she coughs. She opens her brown eyes.
Where am I?
You're safe. In the Pride Lands.
The Pride Lands? No! Why'd you bring me here? Who do you think you are?
I think I'm the one that just saved your life.
Look, I had everything under control.
Not from where I'm standing.
Then move downwind.
She walks away, and he blocks her path. She turns, and he blocks her again. Frowning, Kiara lowers her head. She hops away, keeping her eyes fixed on him.
What are you doing?
Kovu?
They share a smile.
Kiara,
Her parents bound over.
Kiara, you're all right.
Father, how could you break your promise?
It's a good thing I did. I almost lost you. No more hunts for you, not ever.
But I was doing just fine, even before Kovu.
Kovu?
Kovu and Simba bare their teeth.
Simba.
Rafiki arrives.
Hey! You! How dare you save the king's daughter?
You saved her? Why?
I humbly ask to join your pride.
No! You were banished with the other outsiders.
I have left the outsiders. I am a rogue. Judge me now for who I am. Or am I to be blamed for a crime I didn't commit?
Simba paces away.
Simba, you owe him your daughter's life.
Zazu lands.
Yes, sire. Clearly we are in his debt. And royal protocol demands that all debts be paid. Though in this case, you might want to make an exception.
Simba glances at Kovu, who lifts his head.
My father's law will prevail. For now, I reserve judgment. We'll see who you really are.
Kovu glances at Kiara and Nala, who smile at him.
Mithraf.
Zazu takes flight. As Simba leads the way, Kovu snarls as he follows him. Later, clouds cast shadows on Pride Rock. At night, the lionesses pad into their den. Simba sees Kovu following them. Simba charges over. As Simba pads into the den, he bares his teeth at Kovu. The young lion clenches his lips and slinks away. Kiara watches him find a spot alone, in the shadow of a rock bathed in soft moonlight. Stars glimmer in the night sky as Kovu lies down, resting his head on his front leg. Wearing a soft smile, Kiara pads over to Kovu, whose dark brown mane frames his sour face.
Hey, thanks for saving me today.
What kind of hunter are you anyway, princess? You almost got yourself killed out there.
What?
You wouldn't last 3 days on your own.
Oh, and I suppose you could teach me?
Oh, yeah.
Kiara!
Coming!
She plants herself in front of Kovu.
All right. Impress me. We start at dawn.
She walks away.
I look forward to it.
On a tree limb, Zira and Nuka gaze up at Kovu on Pride Rock.
Did you see that? He let her go! If that were me...
Hush! The fire rescue worked perfectly and Simba fell for it. Now, the closer Kovu gets to the daughter, the closer he gets to Simba. And once he has Simba alone...
She swats a branch, snapping it. In his den, sleeping next to Nala, Simba grits his teeth. In a dream, he sees his father clinging to a cliff. As he reaches for Mufasa, Simba sees a dark lion.
No! Dad! Just a little farther!
His paw nearly touches Mufasa's.
Gotcha! Trust me!
As the dark lion clinches Simba's paw, Mufasa falls.
No! Scar.
The dark lion's face morphs into Kovu's. He throws Simba off the cliff. Simba wakes up in his den. He glances outside at the starry sky, then looks at Nala, asleep next to him. He closes his eyes. In the morning, Simba pads out of the den and stretches. Sunlight warms the red rocks as he shakes his mane, then steps down stones arranged like stairs. On the savannah, he walks over to a waterhole and gets a drink. Kovu spies on him from behind some boulders. As he lowers his snarling face, Kiara hops in front of him.
Good morning! I'm ready for my first lesson. Surprised you, huh?
Kovu eyes the waterhole. Simba's gone.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
She trots off. Glaring back at the waterhole, Kovu follows. In a partly cloudy sky, the sun beats down on the savanna. Stalks of long grass sway.
Ow.
Lying in a clearing, Kovu sees the moving grass and rolls his eyes.
3, 2, 1.
Gotcha!
He ducks and Kiara dives over him.
You could hear me, huh?
Only a lot. You're still breathing too hard. Relax. Feel the earth under your paws so it doesn't shift and make noise.
He sees a flock of birds and crouches.
Watch the master and learn.
Kovu takes off up a hill and pounces at Timon, who eats a grub.
Don't eat me, please. I never really met your tyrant. I mean, Scar. Scar, oh, heck of a guy. A little moody, but...
Timon, what are you doing here?
Kiara, thank goodness. Oh, hey, for once, we're not following you. This just happens to be the best smorgasbord in the Pride Lands. Bugs everywhere. But you don't call for a reservation and... Yeesh. Get out of here, you scavengers! Come on! Shoo! Shoo!
A bird pecks him in the nose, and it turns red. As birds feed on the ground, Pumbaa charges them. The birds avoid him, then go back to eating. Watching with Kovu, Kiara laughs.
Oh, Timon! I'm getting tired! I gotta lose some pounds!
Timon chews birds off Pumbaa.
Shoo! Shoo!
Hey, maybe he could help, do you think?
Shoo! Oh, yeah, there's an idea. Right, let the vicious outsider... Hey, wait! I have an idea! What if he helps?
What?
You want to lend a voice? Huh?
Grr.
Roar! Work with me!
Huh?
Like this.
Kiara's roar scares the birds.
Woo-hoo! Come on, do it again,
Kofu tries.
Yeehaw!
They run.
Why are we doing this? What's the point of this training?
Training? This is just for fun.
Fun?
You gotta get out more often. Fun! Yeehaw!
Timon hangs onto a bird's feet as it flies high. He lets go and lands on Pumbaa.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Birds scatter as Kovu and Kiara bound across the savannah with Timon riding Pumbaa.
Yeehaw!
Up ahead, birds perch on rhinos, blocking the way. Birds stick out their tongues, and a rhino blows steam.
Wow!
The lions and Pumbaa turn tail. The ground shakes as the rhinos give chase.
Whoa! Hey, rhino!
The rhinos race past Kiara and the others, hiding in a cave.
What a blast!
Oh, sorry.
You're okay, kid.
Hey,
you're okay.
As Pumbaa squeezes out of the cave, Kiara and Kovu accidentally touch faces, almost kissing. They shyly look at each other.
Hey, are you two coming or what?
They follow Timon as he rides off on Pumbaa. At night, Kiara and Kovu lie on their backs, gazing up at the stars.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
What?
It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, look. There's one that looks like a baby rabbit. See the fluffy tail?
Yeah. Hey, there's one that looks like two lions killing each other for a scrap of meat. I've never done this before.
Really? My father and I used to do this all the time. He says all the great kings of the past are up there.
Do you think Scar's up there?
Their eyes widen. Kovu glances at Kiara, then gets up. Sitting with his back to her, Kovu hangs his head.
He wasn't my father, but he was still part of me.
Kiara moves closer.
My father said there was a darkness in Scar that he couldn't escape.
Maybe there's a darkness in me, too.
Sitting next to him, Kiara puts a front paw on his and rubs her head under his chin. Kovu looks surprised, then closes his eyes. On a distant hilltop, Simba watches them.
Father, I am lost. Kovu is one of them. Scar's heir. How can I accept him?
Simba?
Nala pads over and sits next to him.
I was seeking counsel from the great kings.
Did they help?
Silent as stars. My father would never...
Oh, my Simba. You want so much to walk the path expected of you. Perhaps Kovu does not.
What? How do you know?
I can see them down there just as easily as you can. Get to know him and see.
She walks away. Simba stares off, a thoughtful expression on his face. Stars dot the night sky as he walks off, leaving Kiara and Kovu, who nuzzle on the grassy plain below. Kovu pulls away.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Kovu.
It's just that my whole life, I've been trained to... nothing. I gotta go.
Kovu, wait.
He looks back and she blinks her glistening eyes. As Kovu leaves, a hand pokes out of the grass.
And where are you going?
No.
Rafiki pops up.
Nowhere.
Ha! That's what you think.
Who is that?
Friend of the family.
Rafiki reclines on Kovu's back.
Come on! You follow on Rafiki! He knows the way.
The mandrel darts off.
The way to where?
You follow! You see!
On a high cliff, Rafiki jumps off and swings from a vine.
Kovu, come on!
They chase Rafiki.
Where is he taking us?
Place in your heart. Cold, you bend.
Rafiki pushes their lips together. Kovu and Kiara share a smile, then float down a river in a heart-shaped leaf with Rafiki. The mandrel gestures at animals as he sings.
There's a place where the crazy moon makes the monkey sing, and the baboon swoon, and the sultry scent of the lotus bloom will carry you away. While the hippos swing from the jungle vines, and the rhino rumba in a conga line, all the pink flamingos are intertwined as the stars come out to play. If you bend it, where the passion fruit grows sweet, and it's so divine that you lose your mind as it sweeps you off your feet. If you bend it without a worry or a care, it just takes two to make it true. Your heart will lead you there.
Where is it?
In your bend. No place you don't take with you.
In your bend.
You better watch your step, cause the path is steep. Better hold your breath, cause there was a leap. It's a long way down over love.
Kiara and Kovu fall off a cliff into a pool. Rafiki yanks a vine, fleshing them into a heart-shaped leaf in the river below. Kiara gives Kovu a kiss, and he swallows a mouthful of passion fruit. Rafiki kicks a passion fruit, and heart-shaped butterflies take flight near animals dancing in a conga line.
It just takes two to make it true. Your heart will take you there. Like there's no tomorrow. From Tanganyika to Kilimanjaro, but you'll find your pendy wherever you are, oh, underneath the sun.
And pendy, it means love, doesn't it?
Welcome to you, pendy.
In your pendy,
the way the passion fruit grows sweet, and it's so divine that you lose your mind as it sweeps you off your feet.
Kiara and Kovu join the conga line, then jump into a river and float side by side on their backs.
To make it true, your heart will take you there.
Kiara and Kovu fly off a waterfall, then float in the sky, using a giant purple leaf like a parachute. Rafiki drifts by on a cloud as the young lions sail by other animals with heart-shaped parachute leaves. The heart-shaped leaves fade into bright stars. Kiara and Kovu stroll under the starry sky. At Pride Rock, they nuzzle faces.
Good night.
Good night.
They glance at the entrance to the den, then look across the plateau at the lone rock. Kiara walks toward the den, and Kovu heads the other way. She glances back at him. She walks into the den and Simba comes out. He watches Kovu lie down by the rock. Simba glances back at the den, then smiles. Kovu notices Simba watching him, and his mouth nervously drops open.
It's kind of cold tonight, huh? Come on in.
Kovu follows Simba toward the den. On the savannah, Vitani spies on them.
Get him. What are you waiting for, Kovu? Get him!
Her lips curl in a frown. Later, Zira grits her teeth.
You're sure?
Affirmative. I saw it with my own eyes.
No. Kovu cannot betray us.
At dawn, orange clouds streak a yellow sky. Kovu pads out of the den and stares off, his face tense.
Okay, I have to tell her today. Oh, where do I start? Kiara, Zira had a plot. I was part of it, but I don't want to be. It's because I love you. Oh, she'll never believe me. But I gotta try.
He sees her.
Kiara, I need to talk to you.
Kiara, I don't want you talking with him. I want to talk with him.
Kiara smiles and Kovu's face falls. Simba winks, then follows Kovu out while Kiara waits in the den. Golden sunlight warms her face as she watches her father walk off with Kovu. Later, on the savannah, Simba and Kovu approach a stand of charred black trees, jutting out of an ashen landscape.
Scar couldn't let go of his hate, and in the end, it destroyed him.
I've never heard the story of Scar that way. He truly was a killer.
They survey burnt trees.
Fire is a killer. Sometimes what's left behind can grow better than the generation before.
He unearths a plant shoot.
If given the chance.
They gape as lions stalk over. Zira's pride forms a circle around them.
Why, Simba.
Zira.
What are you doing out here and so alone? Well done, Kovu. Just like we always plan.
You!
No! I didn't have anything to do with this!
Attack!
Simba swats Nuka away.
No!
As lionesses gang up on Simba, Kovu enters the fray. Vitani kicks Kovu into a rock, knocking him out. Nuka tackles Simba. The lionesses tumble away, and Simba falls off a cliff. Zira glares down at him.
Yes! We've got him!
The pride gives chase.
Remember your training as a unit!
Galloping away, Simba throws one lioness off his back, then reaches a wall of rocky debris blocking the canyon. As the pride charges, Simba climbs the rubble using fallen trees like the rungs of a ladder. Clinging to a high log, he sees Kovu on a plateau.
Simba!
Get him, Kovu! Get him! Do it now!
I'll do it for you, Mother!
Nuka bounds up the fallen trees as Simba climbs higher.
Mother, are you watching?
I'm doing it for you, and I'm doing it for me.
He grabs Simba's foot.
This is my moment of glory.
He falls. Pinned under a tree, Nuka watches a falling log tumble toward him. Simba reaches the plateau as dust billows below him. Kovu hops from a high ledge to a lower ledge, then slides down a rock slope to the canyon floor near the pile of debris. Gritting his teeth, he moves a big log. Zira swats him away, moves a log, and finds Nuka trapped under debris.
Nuka. I'm sorry, Mother. I tried.
As she holds his chin in her paw, his eyes close, and his body goes still, Zira stares sadly with Vitani.
Nuka.
Vitani closes her eyes and hangs her head. On the savannah, Kiara sees Simba limping down a trail.
Father? Father! Zazu, get help!
Oh, yes, help! At once, of course!
Kiara runs over and rubs her head under Simba's chin.
Father.
Timon rides up on Pumbaa.
Simba, talk to me! What happened?
Kovu. Ambush.
He collapses.
No.
Timon picks up Simba's tail.
It's all right, buddy. We're here for you.
Pumbaa carries Simba on his back. In the canyon, Kovu sits with Zira's pride.
Scar, watch over my poor Nuka.
Zira glares at Kovu.
You!
She swats him. A wound bleeds over and under Kovu's left eye.
What have you done?
I didn't mean to. It wasn't my fault. I did nothing.
Exactly. And in doing so, you betrayed your pride. Betrayed Scar.
I want nothing more to do with him.
You cannot escape it. Nuka is dead because of you.
No.
You've killed your own brother.
No!
Kovu runs away.
Let him go. Simba has hurt me for the last time. Now he has corrupted Kovu. Listen to me. Simba is injured and weak. Now is the time to attack. We will take his entire kingdom by force.
Lions rear up and paw the air. At Pride Rock, Simba lies near Kiara and Nala.
Daddy, it can't be true.
It's Kovu.
Hey.
It's Kovu.
Animals gather on the savannah.
Kovu!
Kiara takes off, and Simba's growl stops her. On the savannah, Kovu walks past white storks, and Timon hops off Pumbaa's head.
Oh, why, I oughta... Let me at him! Let me at him! Here, hold me back.
Okay!
Let me at him! Let me at him!
Pumbaa holds Timon's tail, then lets go.
I think you're missing the basic point here.
What's he doing?
Look at the scar on his face.
Giraffes stare as Kovu walks by two Okapis.
Why have you come back?
Simba, I had nothing to do with...
You don't belong here.
Please, I ask your forgiveness.
Daddy, please, listen to him.
Silence! When you first came here, you asked for judgment. And I pass it now. Exile!
No!
An elephant lifts its trunk. Monkeys pound their fists, while rhinos, wildebeest, and antelope stomp their feet with a hippo and a buffalo. Kiara stares wide-eyed.
No! Kovu!
Two lionesses block her way, and Simba glares at Kovu. Two deer-like oryxes dip their horns at Kovu, driving him away.
Deception, disgrace, evil as plain as the scar on his face.
Deception
and outrage,
disgrace
for shame.
He asked for trouble the moment he came.
Deception and outrage,
disgrace
for shame.
You don't know these
outsiders. Evil as plain as the scar on his face.
Ostriches peck Kovu as he leaves, and monkeys throw rocks at him.
He asked for trouble the moment he came.
Simba stands tall on Pride Rock, with animals gathered below him on the savannah. At a waterhole, Kovu looks at his reflection, and Scar's face replaces his. Kovu climbs a small rock formation and looks back at Simba, high up on Pride Rock. Kovu walks alone across the savannah.
Deception, disgrace.
Kiara hangs her head, her face drawn in sadness.
Deception, disgrace.
Mufasa appears in the sky, looking down on Kovu. With a disappointed look on his face, Mufasa turns away.
Deception.
As Mufasa fades away, Rafiki covers his eyes. At Pride Rock, Kiara walks up to Simba.
Father, please reconsider.
You will not go anywhere without an escort from now on.
No, that's not...
He used you to get to me.
No! He loves me. For me.
Because you are my daughter. You will not leave Pride Rock. You will stay where I can keep an eye on you. Away from him.
You don't know him.
I know he's following in Scar's paw prints. And I must follow in my father's.
You will never be Mufasa!
Simba's mouth hangs open and Kiara runs into the den. Kiara lies down in a shaft of sunlight. Noticing the light shining in, Kiara narrows her eyes. Later, rocks fall away from a wall. Kiara emerges from a hole in the side of the mountain and runs away from Pride Rock. Stars glimmer in a pink sky as Kiara races across a grassy plain. At the waterhole, she stops and looks around.
Khufu?
Scanning the savannah, she hops up on a small rock formation, then hops down into the waterhole and stands in shallow water. She looks down at her reflection, which mirrors half of her face. Kiara leaps away, runs to the opening of a cave, and peers into the dark cavern. She sits and hangs her head. At night, Kiara pads through long grass and stirs up a pair of white birds. The birds touch beaks and fly away together.
In a perfect world, one we've never known, we would never need to face the world alone. Can have the world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know love will find a way. Anywhere I go, I'm home. If you are there beside me, like dark turning into day, somehow we'll come through. Now that I found you, love will find a way.
Khufu watches Kiara, sitting with her back to him.
I was so afraid. Now I realize love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world.
Kiara's face brightens as she sees Khufu. They share a smile, then run to each other and rub faces.
And if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel with you, they'd know. Love will find a way. Anywhere we go, we're home. If we are there together, like dark turning into day.
Khufu paws the ashen ground, uncovering a green plant shoot.
Now that I've found you, love will find a way. I know love will find a way.
Under a full moon, the wind swirls up leaves. Ashes blow away as Kiara sits close to Khufu, laying her head against his chest. He rests his chin on her back, and two butterflies flit around them. He runs off, and she chases him. They tumble as she tackles him, landing with her paws on his chest. He licks her face, then notices a puddle.
Hey, look. We are one.
Their reflections merge.
What? Let's get out of here. We'll run away together and start a pride all our own.
Khufu,
We have to go back.
You're kidding. But we're finally together.
Our place is with our bride. If we run away, they'll be divided forever.
Pressing his lips in a line, he studies her. At night, Zira leads her pride through a waterhole. Dripping with mud, they emerge on the other side. Seven lionesses follow Zira across the savannah. On the horizon, lightning flashes in a cloudy sky. At Pride Rock, a steady rain falls. In the den, Timon paces near Pumbaa.
I can't believe we lost her again. This is the 8,000th time. I thought you were gonna watch her.
Hey, you were gonna watch her.
I thought you were gonna watch her.
Pumbaa jumps on Timon, who grabs his nose.
Oh, that's you, creepy warthog!
Simba sees Timon squeezing Pumbaa's hind leg.
What are you doing?
Good question. Let me ask you one.
Hypothetically.
Very hypothetical. There's this guy.
But he's not a lion.
No, no, he's not a lion. Definitely not a lion. And his daughter, say, vanished.
Kiara's gone?
Sire, the outsiders are on the attack, heading this way. It's war.
Zazu, find Kiara. We'll assemble the lionesses. Move, now.
In a heavy downpour, Zira and her pride cross ashen terrain, stirring up vultures. Lionesses appear on a barren hilltop with Simba, who prowls ahead. Grazing zebras look up, then run away, joining a herd of fleeing animals. Kiara and Kovu race down a muddy trail toward a plateau, where Zira and her pride face Simba and his pride. Okapis, with brown deer-like bodies and black and white striped legs, run away with spotted giraffes. As birds circle overhead, Zira sits on a boulder, flanked by 14 lionesses. Simba stands in front of his pride, his thick mane blowing in a stiff breeze. With their backs to Zira, Timon and Pumbaa shake their bottoms.
Na, 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 na.
It's over, Simba! I have dreamed of nothing else for years.
Boy, does she need a hobby.
Last chance, Zira. Go home.
I am home.
The muddy lionesses on Zira's side prowl forward. Simba and his pride lower their heads and walk toward them. The two sides break into a trot, then pick up speed and gallop toward each other. Lionesses rear up as they clash.
Open the eye! Break his jaw! Beat him low! Get them! Do what you must!
On a plateau across the canyon, Kiara and Kovu watch the battle. They exchange a worried look, then take off. As the lions fight, Timon and Pumbaa hide behind a rock.
What do we do? What do we do?
There's only one thing we can do, Pumbaa. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. That's our motto.
I thought our motto was Hakuna Matata.
Pumbaa, stop living in the past. We need a new motto.
Yeehaw!
They charge a lion.
Like I said, let's get going!
They run away. On the other side of the canyon, Kovu and Kiara hop down ledges toward a river, then run across a log spanning the water. On the plateau, Vitani glares.
Where's your pretty daughter, Nala?
Vitani!
Vitani pounces on Nala, and they tumble into a puddle. Meanwhile, Timon and Pumbaa press their backs against the rock and stare up at five lionesses. Pumbaa turns and hides his face. Timon jumps on his back and pumps Pumbaa's tail like a shotgun. He aims Pumbaa's tail.
Don't anybody move! This thing's loaded. I'll let you have it!
The lions run away.
Talk about your winds of war.
Zira watches lionesses tackle Simba.
Simba. You're mine.
Simba swats away his attackers. One lioness rears up and knocks him to the ground. Back on his feet, Simba faces Zira. She paces in front of him, mud dripping from her chin. They each rear up and raise a paw. Kovu and Kiara jump side by side, landing between them. Lightning flashes and rain drenches them.
Kiara?
She frowns at Simba.
Kovu! Move.
Stand aside.
Daddy, this has to stop.
Zira eyes Kovu.
You're even weaker than I thought.
Get out of the way!
You'll never hurt Kiara. Or Simba. Not while I'm here. Stay out of this.
A wise king once told me, we are one. I didn't understand him then. Now I do.
But they...
Them? Us? Look at them. They are us. What differences do you see?
He scans the faces of the lionesses. Vitani's eyes widen, and her mouth hangs open. Mixed together, the prides form a circle around Zira, Kovu, Kiara, and Simba. The rain stops, and sunlight warms Simba's face. Kiara smiles at him. Pink clouds glow in the sky, and Simba glances up. Returning Kiara's smile, Simba lays his chin over the nape of her neck. As she rubs against him, Zira glares.
Vitani! Now!
No, mother.
The young lioness looks at her brother with Kiara.
Kiara's right.
She walks over to Kovu and stands by him.
Enough.
If you will not fight, then you will die as well.
Lionesses move away from Zira.
Where are you going? Get back here!
Let it go, Zira. It's time to put the past behind us.
I'll never let it go!
A logjam dams the river.
This is for you, Scar!
She lunges and Kiara tackles her.
Kiara!
She tumbles off a cliff with Zira.
Kiara!
Simba jumps down the slope.
Kiara!
The lionesses bounce off a ledge, then roll down a steep slope. Kiara claws the rock, slowing her fall. Zira clings to a sheer rock wall, and Kiara dangles above her.
Hold on, Kiara!
Water gushes over the logjam, filling the canyon.
Simba! Simba, the river!
Simba looks down at the canyon, then leaps onto a rock bluff. On a ledge, Kiara looks down at Zira, hanging from the rock face as the river swiftly rises.
Zira, give me your paw.
Kiara reaches down and Zira swats at her. As the water churns, Zira slips, her claws digging scratch marks into the rock.
Zira, come on.
Zira looks down at the raging river.
I'll help you.
Zira loses her grip and falls into the river. Kiara watches Zira disappear underwater. The rushing water slows. On the plateau, Kovu hangs his head. Kiara stares down at the river as the current carries logs downstream.
Kiara.
Daddy. I tried.
They climb onto the plateau.
Kiara. Oh.
Wow, that was really brave!
Kovu.
Oh, Kiara.
She rubs against him.
Kovu, I was wrong. You belong here.
They share a smile. Joining them, Kiara nuzzles her face against Kovu.
Let's go home. All of us.
At Pride Rock, the sun rises. A colorful sky grows brighter as the pride returns. Nala and Simba sit by Rafiki as lionesses gather in a circle. The mandrill shakes the gourds on his walking stick over Kovu and Kiara. Kiara rubs her face against Kovu and Simba smiles. Kiara closes her eyes and her mother nestles against her father. Kiara and Kovu join the pride, sitting in a circle. Pumbaa watches with Timon and Zazu.
Moments like this.
Yeah.
Love, not like love.
Zazu puts his wings over his head, shielding himself from their tears. Simba and Nala pad into the circle, and the lionesses bow down as they pass. Side by side, Kiara and Kovu follow. Sunlight glints on thin clouds streaking the blue sky over Pride Rock. Simba and Nala walk onto the promontory with Kiara and Kovu. Closing his eyes, Simba opens his jaws wide. Kovu does the same. Nala and Kiara join them. Elephants, giraffes, rhinos, and other animals gather together on the plain. Linus's roar with Simba and his family. Near zebras, hippos, giraffes, and cheetahs, a monkey jumps on an elephant's back. A stiff wind blows Simba's mane, and he looks up at the sky.
Well done, my son.
Closing his eyes, Simba smiles as leaves blow past him. Rafiki nods up at the sky.
We are one.
The sun shines on the lions and animals gathered around Pride Rock. Words appear. The end.
Can have their world, we'll create our own. I may not be brave or strong or smart, but somewhere in my secret heart, I know love will find a way anywhere I go. I'm home if you. Like dark turning into day, somehow we'll come through. Now that I've found you, love will find a way.
I was so afraid, now I realize. Love is never wrong, and so it never dies. There's a perfect world shining in your eyes. And if only they could feel it too, the happiness I feel within, they'd know love will find a way.
This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Jedediah Barton.